Northtown 1380 traffic.
Waltrip had been flirting with the outside wall a number of different times. This time he loses the car up in turn four, gets it spun around, does a couple of 360s. Now he gets it righted and refired, and he pulls away.
Good evening, one and all. I can't hear myself all that well. Maybe if I turn this down, that might help. How are you? Steve Ortlund here, host of North Sound Racing, here for our weekly visit with y'all about racing around the Pacific Northwest. Good to have you with us. Got a studio full of people with us, which is very cool. And we got a lot to bring you tonight. We are going to be talking, first of all, once we do all the introductions here, if you could get our first guest on the phone.
Yes.
Because it's pretty important that we talk to this guy. Carla Heath is with us, as always. Galen Stewart.
Test, test.
See?
It works.
I know. It's amazing.
We're batting 1,000. You know what?
What?
Saturday, sunny and 70.
I know. Isn't that cool? Where are you going to be?
Saturday, we'll be at Playday at Skagit, Friday night Deming. Saturday, we went to Port Angeles. We'll go all over that.
Heck yeah. It's very cool. Things are firing up. We have Kelly Hale, the voice of Evergreen Speedway, with us. We're going to talk about their opener. They had a big, big, huge weekend last weekend with the Demo Derby and Fireworks Show, firing that off and talking about the start of the Whelen weekly racing season out there at Evergreen Speedway. We've also got a really cool segment coming up with Janine Moynihan, and Janine is behind a really cool deal that they've got going on out at Evergreen Speedway on the 25th. Friday night at Evergreen Speedway in Monroe with the Rapid Intervention Drags, and they are working on a way to drive an end to domestic violence. So we're going to visit with her on our next segment. Carly, you have got some pretty cool people in there with
you.
We
do, and actually I have a couple right here in the studio with me. We're going to have Ann Jennings here from the WQMA, as well as Skylar Jennings and Reese Getz. They're filling in for Eric Jacobson, who didn't come in tonight. He's down in Disneyland. But they're going to be talking about Ride Day on Saturday. Then we're going to have Janine, as you said, Kelly Hale. Top of the hour at 9 o'clock, we have Todd Melke. He is a Spokane County Commissioner, and he's got some great news to share with us regarding that Raceway Park over there. As well as Doug Pace, we're going to have him join us. And then Kenny Milligan. This is something that Galen and I saw last Saturday night over at Port Angeles Speedway. Mm-hmm. What a cool time that was.
I heard that was fun.
And Kenny Milligan is the 2008 director for the Northwest Pro 4 Truck Tour. And he's going to be with us, as well as then Brock Lindley, who's going to bring us all the information about himself, but the opening
More importantly about Brock.
Yeah. No. The weekend, first opening event for Deming Speedway.
Very cool. Can you entertain for just one second while I turn the internet on?
Okay. That's a good thing to do, is have that internet on. We'd like to thank Warren, as well as Ellen at ADH Consulting for helping us out with our website, but Warren of Sandblasters for sponsoring us with internet broadcast.
Right out of the chute here, Carl, I want to take one second to talk a little bit about a fundraising a hockey game. Steve was leaning over the other way. I was going to take advantage of it, but I'll share with you just a little bit later.
Welcome to those of you who are on the internet. Please don't flood the message boards with why can't I get hooked up.
You pull start
in, turn it on.
You pull start that thing?
Yeah, I did. I had to fire it up. One cool thing that's going on this weekend is we're going to talk to our first guest on the phone. I wanted to kind of nip this little situation in the bud before it got to the message boards, before the trash started talking. The Apple Cup over at Yakima Speedway, there might be some problems. Well, quite frankly, I don't have any dumpsters unless our guest at this time got that arranged. Did you facilitate the dumpster issue, Mr. Bennett?
I got a 30-yard dumpster brought out to my truck this afternoon at about 3 o'clock after a 2-week wait.
So the Apple Cup is a go then, huh?
Well, that was the only thing that was keeping us from going, is where we were going to put all the trash and garbage and stuff. So we are 100% ready to go with guaranteed 75-degree weather.
I didn't even bother to introduce our guest. This is Ron Bennett from Yakima Speedway, and I called Ron, it was probably around 10:30 or so this morning, and he answers the phone and he goes, "Can you hang on a second?" And I said, "Sure." He sets his cell phone down, and he's talking with the people who were,
disposal.
Yeah, the disposal folks, which I didn't know about. And I could only assume that something wasn't supposed to be delivered. So my first thought was hamburger buns. But Ron was kind enough to inform me that indeed dumpsters were not on their way, but I thought I came up with a pretty good effective solution, and that is people with big garbage bags just standing randomly around, but you
I
obviously
like that.
Thought different.
Well, you know, and leave it to Steve to worry about the hamburger
buns. Yeah. So you've got the big weekend coming up, Ron. Tell us what's going on, please.
It's looking awesome, Steve, and I know as promoters we always say that, but I'll tell you, the weather is really, really looking good, and I think we've got a great deal of cars coming. Realistically, 22 to 24 plate model cars.
Very cool.
You know, so that's very good. Then we're going to also have our local super stock, hobby stocks, and our pure stocks at the same new class boards this year. And we're bringing over, again, by popular demand, the Northwest Modified. This is one of a series of four races that they're going to have in combination with the B-Mod out of Wenatchee. And so we're excited to have them. They're very fast, neat little cars. I just love the things. And they're coming over to put on a good show. We're going to have qualifying and everything on Saturday, and then we'll have trophy dashes, heat races, and qualifying main events for the late models. And then on Sunday, it'll be five big main events, and everything starts at 1 o'clock both days. So we think we've kept the prices down pretty good. We didn't raise the prices for this year, and it should be just awesome. I left the track about 45 minutes ago, and the motorhome's already starting to come in, so that's always
nice.
A good sign.
Very cool. So, tell us some of the names you got coming over for the big late model show.
Well, of course, a man who has won just about everything that can be won on the Yakima Speedway. We just about renamed it a few years ago, and that's Pete Harding. He's coming down over, and he's very excited about running the Apple Cup. And BJ is working very, very hard. Of course, he's was the ASA Northwest Tour champion last year. The man who won the Fall Classic, Eric Hargraves, will be there. And Travis Bennett, who is a two-time Apple Cup winner, will be looking to join just two other guys. We've won more than two in a row, so we'll be going for three in a row. And the list goes on and on. Darren Stordahl will be there. Zach Neeser's going to run a car. I don't want to miss anybody. Steve Thompson.
That's fine.
It goes on and on.
Very cool. Well, you guys are going to have an awesome time. 75 degrees, huh?
I guarantee it.
Okay, good enough for me.
Actually, it depends on which weather channel you look at. None of them are saying less than 73, and we even have one weather channel that I love. I may have paid them off to say this, but they're predicting 80 on Sunday.
Wow.
So. Wow.
Cool.
So
that'd be something.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Though. Good for you, man.
Well, I did bring you the weather, of course.
Yes, you did.
Hey, Ron. Ron, going into the ASA Northwest Tour, I hear they added a race to the schedule. Is that right?
Thanks for asking about that. I really appreciate that. We did add a race. Because we got snowed out, fleeted out, ran out of town, whatever, over and over, when, the weather gods were really mad at us over there for whatever reason. We decided because the next race was so far off, our next scheduled race was going to be May 10th over at State Line. We had a lot of requests. Hey, we're ready to go racing. We want to go. I talked to my boss, Ted Pollock, and he said, let's put on a race, and that'll keep our series at a 10-race series. And so on the 26th of this month, we are going to have an ASA Northwest Tour race at Yakima, which will be the first race of the year for
us.
And it's going to be very, very good. The community has got behind it. We picked up a sponsor real easy for this race. And we're excited about it. A lot of the late model guys will be running it, and I received a phone call today from a gentleman that has kind of taken life easy for a while, but he's putting the car together whether he makes it or not for the first few races. Who knows? Ken Kalkmith coming back.
Oh, right. Cool.
Now, isn't that neat?
Yeah, I always like Ken.
And, of course, then we can't forget the road course that's coming on up, and we're getting a tremendous amount of exposure over that and the excitement over that because the way we set the rules up, a regular Saturday night car is going to be very, very competitive because they aren't going to allow the road course only type automobiles. We're not going to allow watch link on the back. And we're saying 56% minimum on the left side, so it's just a matter of changing the mainframe, squaring the car up, and going out on the left-hand road course. And a $35,000 purse, and it's going to pay $5,000 to win. 800 bones to start that baby. So,
wow.
That's going to be pretty awesome. That's on June 6th and 7th, under the lights if they get them installed, and it looks like they will.
Very cool. Well, I'll tell you what, Ron, line up your winner for next Thursday. We'll have them on, okay?
We will do that. We will, and we appreciate everything you guys do over there. And part of winning the Apple Cup is going to be a requirement to be on your show next
Yeah, hold the trophy in the check till Thursday night, okay?
I'm holding the trophy up right now.
Okay. And by the way, tell on behalf of all of us, tell Travis congratulations on his outstanding run with the SRL a couple weekends ago.
He had a lot of fun down there. He's at Phoenix right now helping out Eric Richardson. I was just looking on the internet and something happened to their car. So he's coming back. He's flying back into town early tomorrow. He will be running the Apple Cup and he's excited about it.
Good deal. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Ron. Appreciate your time as always,
thanks.
My friend.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Take care. Ron Bennett from Yakima Speedway, the Apple Cup this weekend. If you're in the area, stop by. Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun. Would you please introduce our guests?
My pleasure. From
Thank
our
you.
Washington Quarter Midget Racing Association, we have Ann Jennings and a couple of the drivers here. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Now, you're here.
Could you turn your mic up, please?
I can push the button. And
there
now,
you go.
Let's see. Are you
Is
there?
That better?
Oh, my gosh. That works
it's
good.
Like it's like you're really there, Ann.
Thanks.
And you're here because?
We're having a ride day on Saturday. It is from 10 to 5. I don't know if this is when I'm supposed to say this.
No, yes.
Yes, it
okay.
is.
Good time.
From 10 to 5 on Saturday, and it's for anyone who wants to bring their kids out, and it's $10 to put your kid in the safety gear, put them in the car, and let them go a few laps, see if they like it. It's to promote our sport.
So that's
it's
everything's
first come
supplied.
Sports. Yeah, everything's supplied. Come see if you have the next... race car driver in your family,
boys
yeah,
or girls,
Steve can't
boys
do it.
Or
no,
girls,
yeah.
ages 5 to 16. So,
yeah. so that's
out.
Quite a range. Yeah.
yeah, we have play structures and it's a little event. It's kind of fun to see and see if the kids want to get in it and drive. It's
okay. And can you say where the track is at?
Oh, the track's in the parking lot out at Evergreen Speedway in Monroe. And again, it's all kids, first come, first serve for a few laps.
$10. Where's it at again, Ann?
It's in out by the parking ride, out in the parking lot of the Evergreen Speedway.
Right off of Highway 2.
so
what was
that?
I don't know.
right off of Highway 2. So have you
right
been
off Highway 2.
In Monroe.
And I got a question.
Sure.
If somebody wants to bring their son or daughter out there, minimum age?
5.
And how long should they expect for this venture to take? I mean, should it be a 1 hour, you know, you show up and they're only going to be there an hour? Or?
Well, it's a first come, first serve. And in the past, we have signed people up and had these big lines. But, again, you have no guarantee. It's going to be really nice weather. So come
should
and
be a good
plan
crowd.
To spend an hour or so. And it's kind of fun to watch. There's play structures, families all over. It's
and lots of already club over
yes,
club members there to answer questions about what quarter midget racing is all about.
Yes, and all the and there'll be kids there helping the other kids and trying on helmets and learning about the gloves and the
taking
the
pictures.
Seat belts and there'll be pictures taken and it's pretty pretty fun.
And if somebody brings out again their son or daughter, is there any obligation once they pay the $10 and you know go for the ride? Is there any obligation that they become you know involved with the club or is it just maybe just try it out and maybe never see him again.
Well, you may never see him again, but most of them get fever, so beware.
You know, I just had a great marketing idea. If anybody out there has a car for sale, that would be a good time to put it out there with all of those.
They'll be that too.
Jacked
definitely.
Up 5 and 6 year old kids. It's you know.
That's right.
Well,
and
don't
cool
count
thing.
Out the older kids too.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
16.
Yeah.
That's right. And again, on Sunday will be actually the first club race.
Yes.
Is that correct? And again, no cost to go watch us racing. And again, we've had the kids on, the drivers on, I should say kids, the drivers on several times over the last couple of years. And they're very good at promoting their very own sport. And lots of fun to watch.
It's a great family event.
Yep.
And the kids really learn responsibility and how to focus and how to work hard to have a good time.
Yes.
If you could, again, Ann, repeat the hours. It starts at when and ends at what time?
It starts at 10 a.m. and goes to 5 p.m. And again, it's first come, first serve, $10, and it is from ages 5 to 16. And the younger kids can come because there is play structures and things for everyone in the family to do. So bring the whole family.
Yep. Check out their website, WQMA.com. There is actually an event area there. You can see some of the other things that are happening. But the ride day is a huge thing to get people involved in actually doing the thing.
That's how we got into it 12
That's
years
right.
ago.
yeah.
yeah. So who are these two gentlemen that we have here? And does
well,
one either one of them want to be on the radio?
Do you want to talk?
He's just raising his hand with
he
a big
did.
Smile. That's
okay.
Skyler Jennings.
Yeah, Skyler's my superhero.
He's a long-time racer. How long have you been racing, Skyler?
For about 7 years.
Yep. And then what are you going to be racing this year?
World Formula.
How about
Whoa.
That?
Whoa.
Class out there.
Yep.
Explain what a World Formula is, Skylar.
It has 200cc. It's a Briggs & Stratton motor.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're going to be doing
15
it.
15 horse.
How fast do they go?
Out at our track, about 45 miles an hour.
That's pretty fast on a 1/20th of a mile track.
Yeah, and this is as high a division as you can go with the WQMA, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, then what are you going to do after that brilliant career is over with?
I'm thinking about getting a 600.
Are you? Going to go dirt racing? Yeah. Is that what you want to do?
And he's done some of that in the Casey Canes, right? The junior sprints up there, he's done some of that himself.
Wow, very cool.
But Galen's got a guest over there. That
Yes, he does.
Okay, here we have
he
another
really
driver.
Looks like he doesn't want to talk, Galen. So I'm glad he's in there
he
with
looks
you.
Looks like his dad.
It's all serious and all.
I don't have a headset for us, so you're going to have to do the talking to him. But here we have Reese Getz.
Reese, hey, Reese.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
You enjoying your time here?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be a star? See, because part of the deal, and Skylar knows this too, that you know, if you continue on this racing career, you're going to have to be doing a lot of this media stuff. So, and we're taping this, so you'll be able to listen to it on your computer when you get home. What are your plans for this season? Are you going to go up into that big class like Skylar's going to do, or what's your deal?
Yeah, right now I getting into 600 right now.
Are you really?
I'm still running quarter midget stuff.
Oh, yeah. Man, how cool is that?
Definitely a racing family. Mom is very much hands-on, probably like the head mechanic, right?
Yeah.
And then tell us what your dad races.
Well, my dad races 360s down at Evergreen Speedway.
He does? Cool.
That's Alan Getz.
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling that was going to go on. Okay, now, you know, both of you, and we'll start with Skylar, part of what you've got to do is talk about your sponsors on shows like this. So who's the sponsor on your car, Skylar?
Right now I don't have very many sponsors. Only like two. My mom and dad, Powder Coating Inc., Sun Home Trucking, and Lang Auto Sports.
There you go.
Yeah, good one.
Nice
looking
one.
For more sponsors.
That's the line to say.
That's my boy. How did they get a hold of you if they want to invest money in your car?
Come out to the races.
There you go. Come on out to the WQMA home track out at Monroe. All right, young man, what about you?
Well, my sponsor is Millennium Motors down in Monroe.
Uh-huh.
It's right next to the outlet store, so that's my only sponsor right
that's
now.
That's it. I like that. Give them directions on how to get there. Way to go.
Good job.
You guys are awesome. Well, have a great time on Saturday. Again, the times are, Ann?
From 10 to 5.
Uh-huh. And it's at the WQMA home track?
Yes,
out
it's
at
our
the
new track.
Oh,
that
it's
we have
such
right
a beautiful
it
facility,
is.
Too.
On Saturday, and it's $10 for a few laps. And uh-huh. A lot of fun.
And many more dollars if you want more laps. So.
Yes, be prepared for the fever.
Yeah. It's ugly. Do you have something you wanted to add there?
No.
Okay, because usually when you go towards the mic, that's my cue to let you have it. Well, thanks so much for coming in and letting us know about that, and there'll be a lot of people out there. Now, people can get on the WQMA website, find out what your schedules are for this year, and get information on if you want to. Are you looking for volunteers?
Well, no, we're just looking to grow our sport and come out and enjoy. We have... several families now, because it's a family thing, and we race most Sundays. Uh-huh. I think there's 12 this year. And we have two Saturday races, and we do other fundraising events and do things at the Speedway, like flag ceremonies and different things like that at the big Speedway. So
you guys do a lot of
kind
parades.
Kind of a fun thing.
Great family.
Big region race coming up at the end of May. That'll be definitely an event, and we're going to have you guys back on before that.
Yeah, thank you.
Very
thank
nice.
You.
Thanks a lot. Ann Jennings with the WQMA, and as we mentioned, check them out on WQMA.com.
Correct.
Is that how it works?
That's it.
And go out and have some fun this weekend. Racing is starting all over the Pacific Northwest this weekend. It is just so cool. We have got a really neat lady coming up on our next segment. Her name is Janine Moynihan, and she is putting together something that is so cool. I can't wait to talk to her and have you guys hear about it. You're listening to North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts on the Internet, courtesy of Sandblasters Incorporated, and lots more to come here on North Sound Racing after these messages. Please stick with us.
Sprint Car and Open Wheel Report, and you're listening to North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland, Carla Heath, and Galen Stewart on North Sound 1380, the home of racing in the Pacific Northwest.